From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Cairns will continue his series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is found in Psalm 119 and verses 9 through 16. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his second message, which focuses on the 10th verse, With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. In this message, entitled The Importance of a Vital Prayer Life, Dr. Cairns is explaining what it means to live clean. In the Bible, we find that God has touched on every area of our lives, giving guidelines on the life that pleases Him. As the second part of the text implies, there is danger involved in seeking to live clean in this unclean world. The psalmist prayed, O let me not wander from thy commandments. The Bible contains many examples of men who wandered or strayed from obedience to God's word, frequently with very disastrous results. Yet the first part of the text provides the defense against losing the clean life. The psalmist said, With my whole heart have I sought thee. A heart that is completely given to God will be characterized by a fear of sin. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, here is an encouraging thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Name Guarantee. The text is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 13, a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It is not every believer who has yet learned to pray in Christ's name. To ask not only for His sake, but in His name, as authorized by Him, is a high order of prayer. We would not dare to ask for some things in that blessed name, for it would be a wretched profanation of it. But when the petition is so clearly right that we dare set the name of Jesus to it, then it must be granted. Prayer is all the more sure to succeed because it is for the Father's glory through the Son. It glorifies His truth, His faithfulness, His power, His grace. The granting of prayer, when offered in the name of Jesus, reveals the Father's love to Him and the honor which He has put upon Him. The glory of Jesus and of the Father are so wrapped up together that the grace which magnifies the one magnifies the other. The channel is made famous through the fullness of the fountain, and the fountain is honored through the channel by which it flows. If the answering of our prayers would dishonor our Lord, we would not pray. But since in this thing He is glorified, we will pray without ceasing in that dear name in which God and His people have a fellowship of delight.
O Thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, one whom in affliction I call, my comfort by day and my song. My all.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
One of the reasons that people stray from the commandments of God is an ignorance of them. If you don't know God's Word, if you're not spending time in God's Word, then obviously ignorance is going to have a terrible effect upon your life. Deception is another. Job in chapter 12, verse 16 speaks of the deceived and the deceiver. And the word deceiver is our word. It's one who's causing you to go astray. In Proverbs, there's a very strange translation, or it's not a translation, it's strange, it's the use is strange of this very same word, this very same verb. Proverbs 5:19, Paul commands husbands to be ravished by their own wives, and then asks them in verse 20, why would they be ravished by a strange woman or a harlot? And the question is this, why would he use a verb that means to err? Bring it into the marriage union. I think John Gill, the great Baptist expositor, has it right when he says, what this is telling you, husbands, is if you err, let it be in loving your wife. Now that might be a good thing. Can you love too much if it's a biblical love? No, you can't. The world might think you're a fool. The world might think you're a wimp. Well, let the world think what it wants to think. Walk with God. Bring the love of Christ into your marriage and into your home. But then he asks, why would you go astray after a filthy harlot? Why would you do it? Remember what I said about company? Look at your television. Why would you fellas go astray after a harlot? That painted up Hollywood doll is just a high-paid harlot. Why would you go astray? Why would you trample the Word of God, the law of God, the gospel of God, the Son of God? Why would you trample God's kindness under immoral feet to go astray? Oh, lust can lead you astray. Alcohol can do the same. You can add narcotics. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink raging. Whoso is deceived thereby is not wise. Isaiah uses the same word as we're dealing with in Isaiah 28:7. He says, they have erred through wine, through strong drink. Have they gone out of the way? Or are they out of the way? So many things, possible causes of straying, but the results are always the same. Proverbs 2:13, darkness. Proverbs 21:16, death. Now, I want to be honest with you, and you've got to be honest with yourself. Anybody here who's been straying from God's commandments knows what it is to walk in darkness. You do not have the light of God's face shining upon you, and you know it. You're not living in the brightness of Christian joy. You're not living in the sunlight of enjoying the love of God. There is a darkness that may be felt. Why? Because the result is always the same. Always the same. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 13. Leaves you absolutely no doubt that you're going astray.
there's going to be darkness. Now I get to the sermon. This is all pipe openers. Don't get too worried. What's the defense against losing the clean life? We've defined it. It's walking in the way of God's commandments. We have seen the danger to it, straying out of the way of God's commandments. What's the defense? Well, here's the importance of your vital prayer life. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Wholehearted Christianity. 100% Christianity. In other words, the psalmist sees the danger and he seeks the Lord. Over in verse 133, he says, order my steps in thy word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. John Wesley, when he sent out his Methodist preachers, knew that they were going to face opposition. They would face mockery. They would face prosecution. They would face physical assault. Wesley himself at times was actually literally dragged by the hair of his head from one end of a town to another. They were kicked. They were beaten. They suffered. Wesley was instilling into them that they should fear no man. But one thing he did tell his preachers to fear, and that was to fear sin. Fear sin. That's just the other side of the coin of fearing God. Fear to grieve Him. Fear that which would take you away out of His useful service. Fear that which would have dominion over you. Sin is never just a fellow traveler or an occasional friend. Sin has to be a tyrant. And he's pleading, Lord, order my steps. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Verse 35, 135, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. And teach me thy statutes. You see, he sees the danger and he responds to it by seeking the Lord. He realizes that the key to living clean in an unclean world is a vital prayer life, a heart in touch with God. You see, I've given you commandments because the Bible does. And I make no apology for that. And that's your responsibility. That's your duty. And that's the standard to which God is going to hold every last one of us. But me telling you what to do doesn't give you the power to do it. It's a totally different thing. Here's how to do it. A vital fellowship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. That's how to do it. That's what the psalmist was seeing. There's a whole sermon here in itself that time does not allow me to preach. He sees the priority of meeting with God. He says, early will I seek thee. That's priority. He told the Lord, every morning you're going to hear my voice. That's priority. There is a place in our lives for prayer. It is not the tail end of the day when we're worn out, where our minds are filled and perhaps 95% dead or asleep by that time. There is a place of priority of meeting with God. Jesus said, enter into your closet, shut the door, get alone with God, keep the world out. Now, shutting the door is not going to keep the world out of your mind. There's a closet up here as well. He's saying, get alone with God. establish the priority. What is first and foremost in our lives? It is our place of fellowship with God. It is the place of meeting with the Savior. That's for the individual. That's for the marriage. That's for the husband and the wife. That's for the wife and the husband and the children. Get alone with God. Let that be your time together. We hear about quality time for families. Nowadays, that's got to mean, well, we're going out to the mini golf course, or we're watching a video or whatever. And there may be times when those things are perfectly helpful to your family. But the real quality time is the time before the Lord. Away with the ritualistic, legalistic, dead, oh, I've got to do this. I tell you, one of the greatest curses in our families, one of the greatest obstacles to our young people, is seeing a religion that does not translate into a vital, living, victorious joy and power in the lives of professing parents. Priority here. But there's a price to it. And he recognizes that in this text. Let me not wander. Because Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You look at Psalm 15. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Nor sworn deceitfully. In other words, while there's none of us perfect, and let's realize we every one of us need to be day and daily before God lamenting our failure and crying to God for the constant cleansing virtue of the precious blood and sanctifying power of the Word of God. So much growing in holiness and grace that every one of us needs to do. But while that is true, that's a far cry from saying that Christians sit with the idol of sin in their heart, that they regard iniquity in their heart. There's a price for going through with God. There's a price for living clean in an unclean world. It doesn't come by wishful thinking. It comes by dealing with sin in the presence of God. The psalmist knew that. But thank God there's a preciousness to it. There's nothing in the world that's worth losing this blessing. I've talked to Christians. And when they have been faced with particular temptation or some pull to get them to go astray, they've put it like this. When I think of what I've received, what I now enjoy, I wouldn't give that up for anything.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827.
You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.